Alan Parsons is on a phone line. Hey, Alan, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Hi.
Hey, John. How are you?
I hope you don't mind that that's one way that Chicagoans relate to your music.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think they relate it to Michael Jordan much more than mine. but that's just a fact of life.
I don't think it hurts.
It was never intended when we first wrote and recorded it to make it a sports anthem. It was simply an introduction to the song called Eye in the Sky on the Eye in the Sky album.
Yeah, no kidding, is a song that we all know and love as well. Well, this is beside the point, but do you get paid? Did you get a check every time that played?
if only that were true. when music is played in public places, theaters, arenas, stadiums, and so on, it just is subject to a blanket fee. So I'll probably get 0.001% of a dollar.
Kind of like Spotify pays people now. So you're coming.
the nice thing is it's a popular piece and has been used in TV commercials, even feature films, and notably Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And that did command a nice, attractive fee for the use of it.
Well, let's put it this way. You don't mind it being out there that way over the years, right?
Oh, absolutely not. No, but sometimes when I sense that we're playing to a couple of people in the audience that haven't seen the show before, and we play series, and they look at each other and say, oh, wow, didn't know that was Alan Parsons. So it's kind of, it's always been like that. I'm very proud of it. In fact, so many.
What about the music that you're doing now? You dropped a new LP, I think it was last year, right, with some other collaborators, including Jason Mraz. Talk about your work right now.
Yes, that's true. That album was called The Secret. It came out in 2019. Then came the pandemic, of course. And I have been recording a new album. We also put out two live albums. One from Utrecht in Holland, and another with the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra that we recorded in Tel Aviv a couple of years ago. So that's the most recent thing. Studio album coming out in July. So looking forward to that.
You didn't travel a lot with the Alan Parsons Project back in the day. Why was that? Was that a conscious decision? Did you not want to travel? Did you not want to perform on stage? How come you weren't out on the road as much as some of your contemporaries?
It was just a decision that Eric Wilson, the other half of the Alan Parsons Project, that we made together, that we would be a recording outfit, not a live show outfit. That changed when I made my first solo album, which was called Trying to Think Once, in I think it was 1998, something like that. No, it was earlier than that, 94, 95 kind of time. But ever since then, ever since I put a band together to support that album live, we've been playing all over the world. I mean, we're about to do our first show on this little run right now. Here in El Cajon, which is near San Diego, California. And we come to you on Saturday. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, no kidding. And will I recognize it as music? Will it sound like the Alan Parsons Project, or is there something new about what we're going to be hearing?
At the show, it's very, very, very much Alan Parsons Project hits. But we are actually celebrating the 40th anniversary of Eye in the Sky. So we're going to be playing the entire record, start to finish, for the first time.
Oh, no kidding. At the Genesee, you're going to do the whole album.
That's right. And, it's great to be coming back to the Genesee. It actually has a particular significance for me because a very good friend of mine, Patrick Johnson, first saw Star Wars at that theater. And it had enough of an effect on him to make a biopic based on his own experiences and getting into special effects with the late Douglas Trumbull. But the movie's called 5/25/77, I think it's going to, which is the date Star Wars was released. So
got
I think
it.
It's going to, be a quite an event when that movie comes out. We've done some music for it as well, which is nice.
Do you every now and then just pause and reflect on your career and think, wow, what are the chances that I would be at where I was when I was? You worked on Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Abbey Road was one of your very first projects. Imagine that. And you're still in the game today. I mean, that's quite a career, Alan.
Well, yes. Right place, right time. I just had some very fortunate moments early on in my career. Beatles, yes, Pink Floyd, yes. They paved the way for the creation of the Alan Parsons Project and my ongoing career as a producer. So, yeah, very, very significant moments in time. I just consider myself to be very fortunate, very lucky.
Well, it doesn't hurt to be super talented, too. I it's funny because we were looking at your discography and some of the things that you've worked on, and I was just going to bounce this idea off of you, too, the business of album art. And is that lost these days? The Beatles' Abbey Road is on a lot of people's lists as the greatest album cover of all time, and you worked on that album. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon is in everybody's top five. And in some of yours, iRobot, for instance, I can still see that art in my mind's eye now, too. Did you play any role in the album jackets, and what do you make of what's happened to that business since?
Well, the art designer, a guy called Storm Thorgerson, who's sadly no longer with us, he would always come up with the original ideas for artwork. And he also did Pink Floyd's covers. So he did pretty much all our covers too. The nice thing about artwork is that because of the resurgence of vinyl records, people are buying vinyl again. And therefore, they can get the full-size artwork that goes with it. And I think that's a great plus.
Yeah, no kidding. Who are you listening to these days? Who's on your iPhone?
I don't believe it or not. I don't spend a lot of time listening to music. I like Imagine Dragons, of the most recent bands to come through. I've always liked Train. A few female artists, Sheryl Crow, have always been very keen on Sarah McLachlan. A few evergreens, a few more recent are on my, not on my phone. I will not listen to music on my phone, and nor should anybody. I really wish people would go back to hi-fi stereo and really, really get into how music should be heard.
Yeah, I have a friend who's very much into his sound system, and I was in his living room recently, and he said, I want you to sit in this chair, and then he had the speakers arranged correctly, and he had the amplification and the synthesis, not the synthesizers, but the equalizers, and I'm like, Frank, this isn't going to, I can listen to it on my computer, whatever, and then he played some music for me, and it was a different experience, and I think I forgot how music can impact you when you're listening to it on something other than your phone or your computer.
Yeah, I'm a great supporter of getting back to people having nice home stereo systems because they just don't do that these days.
Alan Parsons.
I've got a nice recording studio to listen to music in. So,
yeah. Well, I don't. Alan Parsons from the Alan Parsons Live Project. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater Saturday, April 23rd, 7:30 p.m. They've had a lot of good acts coming through there these days. You've been hearing Bob Surratt talk about and give away tickets in the morning to some of the other artists like Dionne Warwick and more. Alan Parsons, Saturday the 23rd. Alan, thanks for joining us today. It's a pleasure to visit with you, and it's always a pleasure to listen to your music. Thanks for your time.
You're most welcome, John. Thanks a lot, and hope to see you at the show.